You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Wright Brin with Lost in the Midlands, brought to you by C-Wright Roofing. And today I'm fired up to be here with Courtney Boomer, Scale Up with Courtney. Courtney, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. All right, so you guys are doing a lot of awesome stuff. You've got this amazing business. You and your husband have this really cool initiative going on, getting entrepreneurs and professionals together locally. And I definitely want to connect on all those dots. But before we talk about that stuff, let's kind of hear about your background, like where you're from. Are you native to Columbia area or?
No, I'm actually from Illinois.
Okay. That's a long ways away from here.
It is. Yes. I've been visiting Aiken my whole life. Yeah. I have family over there. So literally since I was a baby.
Yeah.
So my husband and I always said we'd end up in the South one day.
Yeah.
Happened sooner than we thought, but we weren't mad about it.
Well, I tell people Aiken's like Pleasantville. I'm not surprised that Aiken was a draw. That's a fun area. A lot of nice stuff out there. Cool. So at what point were you like, you know what? It's time to make the move.
So we actually used to travel full time.
Cool.
So we had a camper. We traveled the country.
Really?
Yes.
Holy smokes. That sounds awesome.
It was amazing. So
that's like the retirement dream. And you guys are like, no, we're doing it now.
Yeah, we did. We hated our corporate jobs. We both had them and said, now let's not do that.
Yeah.
And I started my virtual assistant business back then with the intention of knowing we wanted to travel. So needed remote. We actually got stranded in the desert, like literally stranded in the desert outside of Las Vegas. And
what?
Yeah, we had to do a bunch of work to the camper. And we said, let's go settle in the South for a year. We stayed on my aunt's property until we found an apartment. And we found out a few months later we were pregnant. So we said, well, I guess we're going to stay for a while. And that was about 8 years ago. So
okay. Y'all, I mean, this just sounds like something out of a Western, like pioneers just taking over, you know, just going wherever you want. Then you're like, you know what? Here's an idea. We'll go back down to South Carolina. And that was 8 years ago. And so you've been doing the virtual stuff for a long time.
Yes. It's 9 years this October.
No kidding. Okay. So tell me, I mean, what type of client? You must have a bunch of different clients all over the place.
I do. We service a wide range, but our specialty is people in the home service or trade space.
Mm.
I grew up around that space. Yeah. Greg used to own a trades business, so that was like my guinea pig for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
And I just learned all the nuances in the industry. So it was easy to jump right in and just solve a lot of those problems.
My gosh, they have problems. They can't keep things organized. Uh-huh. It's ridiculous, those people.
I know.
I know all about it. So, yeah, I'm sure there's no lack of clients in that space.
No.
Cool. Okay. So during that 9 year stretch, what would be some examples of like industry changes?
Oh, yeah. Well, my business evolved a lot over those years. Okay. So I started as a general virtual assistant, meaning like admin, secretary, all that kind of stuff. Like I did that for a ton of different people until I figured out my niche, which is in the systems, the CRMs. We do marketing. So that's kind of like our sweet spot. We connect all those things together. So we call it like a holistic approach to your business. So since we transitioned to that, I'm seeing a ton of changes right now, especially with AI. A lot of our SEO work has had major adaptations and tweaks. I mean, even AI summary alone is putting a huge wrench in a lot of our clients, because everyone's going to stop their scroll at that summary and say, why do I need to go further? Like, whatever it says here is great.
Yeah, this is as good as gold. If AI says this, then it must be good.
It must be true.
Okay. And you're, and so you must work with a lot of different CRM platforms. There's so many.
Yeah. So we specialize in a few. I have a couple favorites, but my,
name them. What's number one?
Well, my favorite is HouseCall Pro.
I've heard a lot of trades guys talk about HouseCall Pro.
Love it so much. It's honestly like a really simple, easy integration for a lot of businesses. There's some businesses I don't recommend it for, but that's one of my favorites. Drip Jobs is another favorite.
Cool.
We use Go High Level for a lot, but never for like the client-facing stuff.
Yeah.
That's like the back-end marketing, automation, funnels kind of thing.
Yeah. Interesting. How about Service Titan? Is that one? That's the name I've been hearing for years.
That's a really complex one. You don't want to touch that unless you have to.
Unless you're like a big company with lots of complexities.
I mean, like, I would say 10 million plus.
10 million plus. Okay.
Yeah. There's just so many nuances. And I'm sure there's people out there using it. It depends on the industry. It depends on the business, like the team size. It's just really complex. In my opinion, you can make almost all these other softwares work at every level.
Yeah.
And you don't really need that. Depending.
That's so interesting. You kind of bring up something I've always thought, like, there's so many different ways to use each CRM. Like, they all do something different, something special. And it's kind of like, where are your priorities? Like, where do you want to get organized? I've jumped around CRMs myself multiple times. It's so painful doing it. Sometimes it's like, look, the last thing I want to do is switch. They've got me by the cuffs.
Yes. I tell people, if we don't have to switch you, I won't.
Yeah.
Unless you have a major pain point that this software won't be able to grow with you with.
Yeah.
So we do that a lot. Like, if we think about future growth, we think about team growth, like, can this software handle what this software can and that kind of thing. But I try, and even if it means I lose out on money, because of course I get some kickbacks from some CRMs or I earn recurring from it. But I would rather not if it means the client gets the better experience.
Right.
Because honestly, it's painful for me to move people from CRMs because you have to check all the boxes.
Yeah. So. And plus, then the client wins, you get more business. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, whatever is going to be the, whatever's number one. Really cool. So what challenges have you faced throughout 9 years? You, that's a journey. I mean, if you have stuck with it for 9 years, kudos to you. I imagine you probably thought about closing down a couple times.
More than a couple. There's so many times late at night, I'm like, oh, what jobs are available? Like, what can I do here?
What would life be like if...
But I don't like being told what to do, so I can't work for someone else. But I don't, I mean, there's many challenges. I think some of the biggest have been adapting through the changes in industry. So for example, in COVID, I had a lot of clients who shut down. And so I lost in 1 year, like almost $50,000 in revenue.
Wow.
Just from that. Yeah. We had a new baby at home. Greg wasn't working because he was allowed to go in people's houses.
Yeah.
And so that was a challenge. We pushed through. I got real creative on how I approached different things and kind of changed, you know, messaging and my outreach approach.
Yeah.
That type of thing. And then I think when I switched from just retainer, I used to just one-on-one with clients' businesses and have a couple clients. And then I switched recently to agency model.
Yeah.
About 2 years ago, we made that switch. And that was hard because I had always done everything myself. And now I have a team of five. And so I had to go from, well, I'll just handle everything to, no, I have to delegate. And then I have to go bring in more business so that, like, I can pay my people and be profitable and all of that. So those were probably the two biggest challenges.
Letting go. Tough to do.
It's very tough.
Tough to do. What about, you know, seeking out new types of industries? Is that like, you know, have you kind of, do you ever delve in like, well, we do a lot of home and trades, but we're going to try X, Y, and Z?
Yeah. So I love new industries. I love learning the nuances of them.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, the things that we implement are the same for every client.
Yeah.
We're very systems focused, since that's a lot of my background. So we do, you know, a ton for, you know, we have landscapers and pool care and epoxy coatings and renovations and construction. Like, we have tons of people in those.
Cool.
But we also have some med spas, which is totally different.
Oh, yeah.
The principles are the same.
Yeah.
But I have to learn a lot of different language pieces of what does that service mean? And can you double check me on this? Because I don't know if that's right. But it's fun because I get to see the back end of so many businesses that I wouldn't get to see if I weren't in it, and getting to see what they're seeing. But their nuances and problems are all the same.
And that, isn't that interesting?
Yes.
Everybody's fighting the same fight.
Yep.
That's pretty cool too, though. You know, look, if you're in business, you're probably going to have to deal with X, Y, and Z just like the next guy.
Yes.
So, very cool.
This is Wright Brennan, the owner of C. Wright Roofing. When it comes to the maintenance of your roof, you want to know that you have an experienced team that knows what they're doing. And with 10 years in the business, we check all the boxes. Leaky roof, storm damage, or just overdue on maintenance, give us a call at 803-828-4181 for a free estimate. Again, that's 803-828-4181. And remember, our commitment is to roof it the right way.
Tell me a little bit about this super awesome, I've heard about this directory because Greg did an amazing job describing it. What is your role? Like, how are you integrated?
Yeah. So in our dynamic and everything we do, Greg is very much the visionary and I'm the integrator. So I literally take all the ideas and I make them happen. So all the operations pieces, you know, all the reminders and this event coordination.
Absolutely.
All that stuff is me. He is the vision. So he's like, this is what I want. I want this to happen. You know, we're working on some collaborative marketing efforts.
Yeah.
We're working on developing the beginnings of like a mastermind and
very cool.
stuff like that. So he gives me the vision and everything he wants. And then I literally take it and say, okay, who do we talk to? How do we make it happen?
Yeah.
I actually learned that I love sales and I never thought that I would. And so I actually do a lot of like the sales for it.
Yeah.
And it's just through natural connections. And a lot of my clients, they can become like, I'm like, oh, you'd be great in this. Yeah. If you're interested, here you go.
And so sold.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of them, they're like, oh yeah, that's great.
Here's some money. That's right.
Yeah.
Awesome. And what types of, I guess actually first tell me a little bit about the meetings itself. Like tell me a little about the framework. Like what's the value to the peoples?
Yeah, so we kind of have two subsets of that. So one is the members-only events. And so we do a lot of specific trainings that we think would be really valuable to the people within the room.
Cool.
So we've done, I led like a strategic planning. And so I'm certified in a few different ways in helping people understand how to plan and take what seems really scary and all these different projects and how do I get that done? And we just break it down really small. And so we did that and it was really beneficial. We actually have a members only event here coming up that's offers and messaging.
Yeah.
So even if you think your offer is super solid, you know, like for example, you know, roofing, like I only sell roofing one way. Well, that's not true. Like there's a million ways you could do it. What's your messaging? What's your offer? Are you standing out from your competition? So it kind of covers a broad area for that for people. So we're going to dive really deep into what does that look like and how can you make it better?
Yeah.
And then the other side of it is we do the hot seat events. So those are open to anyone. You do not have to be a member to come. What we're trying to do with those is show people how awesome it can be when we get together in a room and we just collaborate.
Yeah.
Like we are here to help each other and that is the goal and that is the main focus. And through that, people can see like that's a small taste of what you get when you actually join and become a member.
Yeah. 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 That's fantastic. And how many hot seats have y'all had? Y'all had at least a couple, right?
How many have we had? Two? We have another one at the end of this month. So yeah. Yeah. So we've had two so far and they've both been really great.
And where do those meet?
So we meet at Multivino.
It's like the Lexington workspace kind of like flex work environment now.
It is. I spent my whole day there today. So
perfect. So not everybody's just drinking wine all day. I mean, I guess that is an option too.
It is an option. It's there.
Very cool. And so what changes do you see in the future of the scale-up business?
That's a great question. So I have a goal of helping 100 business owners in the next year with their visibility.
Rock and roll.
So that's a big goal. Obviously, that's a lot of people. That would about triple what we're doing right now.
Right.
So I want to see and show other business owners that it doesn't have to be so scary, but you don't have to be sucked into all these like shiny objects and marketing trends. And a lot of my clients come in saying, I need this software and I need this CRM. And I'm like, but why? Like, what's the why behind it? And we dive into the focus of, but do you need that? Or do you just need to tweak your current system?
Like
everyone says, well, this person gets up at 5 a.m. and then they use this software and then they do this thing. But that's not everyone's business. That's not everyone's life. That's not everyone's routine. And so I really challenge my clients to think what they want and what their business should be.
Yeah.
It's not everyone wants to grow to be a $10, $20, $30 million business. They might want to be a $2 million business, and that's perfect for their lifestyle.
Yeah.
So their systems, their routine, their marketing, all of that's going to come into play, and it's not a one-size-fits-all. So that's like the focus and goal is, how can I get that message out to more people and let them really understand that it's not as scary as it seems.
Yeah.
You just need the right person in place to help you get there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's fantastic. Big need for that out in the community.
Yeah.
That's exciting. What about with the directory? What kind of changes do you see happening down the pipe for that?
Yeah. It's still so new. So there's a lot that we want to do, and we're kind of playing with different things and how they take off. So obviously, the collaborative marketing efforts, I think, is going to be really cool.
Yeah.
That's going to be a huge one that I think will make it easier for businesses to come in and see that it doesn't have to be expensive to be on billboards and be running ads and doing things. And so that's a really cool one that we've not seen that we think will be awesome. Also, just creating this collaborative community that's really near and dear to our hearts, because we've got to experience that all over the country. We would travel at least once a quarter and go to different masterminds with all these different businesses and industries. And we don't see that here. Not that there isn't collaboration, but it's not thrown out there.
Right.
You're not like, oh yeah, we can just go to that and see it. Like, we really want to show people that we can work together and you can be in the same room with five other roofers, but still like experience, like, how can we help each other rather than fight against each other?
Yeah, no, I love it. I think this is like a really awesome thing. So unique to, because I can't think of anything else like that in this market. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I feel like I would have heard about it. I usually, if there's a gathering of business owners, I'm pretty keyed in. So
yeah.
I don't think that's a great soft spot and an amazing opportunity for small business owners, medium, sub, big, you know, anybody who wants to get out there and collaborate. So cool. My next question. So you've brought up, you know, changes. I think you've mentioned AI a couple times, topical, you know, talking point, but I am interested relative to the trades industry, you know, where do you think that a owner should be looking for those changes first? Like, you know, if, you know, you just hear about, AI and your bookkeeping, your marketing, your, you know, having someone answer the phone for you, so many different elements. Like, where do you think it should probably be number one priority to be looking to sync up with?
Yeah. So I'm going to generalize and assume most of these, you know, businesses are a little bit smaller. Let's just assume like 1 to 5 people. That's a good sweet spot for a lot of the people. So there's two places I focus on AI in businesses like that. One is, can you reduce admin and do the like AI receptionist? Because normally they don't even have to schedule the appointments. They can. Like, you can train them to schedule appointments and they sound really realistic. You can make sure they know the right prompts. Like, it's really awesome. So it doesn't feel like you're talking to AI.
I'm suspicious, but I'm going to trust you.
I promise.
So they can on the phone sound like a person. A person won't even know that they're.
I can tell. I know. But the average person, they will
not. They're not looking out for it.
They're not going to know. It's getting so good.
That's wild.
And so that helps because, I mean, some of these softwares, you're talking a couple $100 a month, and they're answering all your phone calls.
That is a huge savings.
Yeah. And so, I mean, even just think about lead follow-up. Like, what's the biggest missed opportunity for these businesses? Because you're out doing sales calls or you're on job sites. Like, if you're not answering the phone, you're losing business.
That's right. Yeah.
So that's the first part. Like, that is extremely beneficial. But you also have to have some automated lead follow-up and lead flow from an email text perspective. And you don't even have to have AI for that, but there's pieces of AI you can incorporate in. Like you can do the chat bot, or you can do automatic responders via text.
Yeah.
And again, it's trained to your business, your voice, all of that. But those two pieces are key, I think, in immediately implementing into a business with the proper CRM.
Very cool. Well put. I feel like you answered that question before. That was very well answered question.
I don't think I have answered that before. I've thought about it, but.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Any final messages to the, well, let me ask you this question first. I like to ask this one. Advice to someone to come in, who's coming into your space, who's thinking about becoming, you know, what you do.
That is a bit of a loaded question. So I think the
travel
biggest.
The country.
Yeah.
Get a trailer. Go.
Just go do the things. I'm huge on just trying everything. But if I had to pick one piece of advice that was more specific, it's don't be afraid to just go do and try everything. The amount of things I've tried in my business that didn't work, but I was just like, okay, that didn't work. Let's move on. Like, and I know that sounds a little cliche, but it's really true. Like, don't be afraid to ask a question.
Yeah.
Like I always say, the worst someone can do is say no, or they're not interested, or they're not available, or like I've asked mentors for help with things. I reach out to businesses that were doing like $100 million a year and say, can I pick your brain on my pricing and my positioning? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. Because normally it's, again, if you're in the right collaborative space, they're like, how can I help you?
Yeah.
And I offer that same feedback to people. I don't see it as direct competition unless they're trying to come under me and take my clients.
That's not cool. You can't ask for help. How do I steal your clients?
Right.
Most people aren't doing that. Great answer. Fantastic. Final message.
Oh, final message. Yeah. I mean, honestly, as business owners, I think we get scared to not balance our life with our business. And so this is another thing that I'm really passionate about is I don't believe in balance. I don't think there's a thing, but I think you should be present no matter where you're at. Okay. So if you're with family, be present with family. But if you have to take a phone call, you know, step away and take the phone call, be present with the phone call. And we have 4 small kids and we homeschool them. So we spend a lot of time bouncing around and juggling schedules. And so
got how many businesses going on? You got 4 kids.
I know. We're a little crazy. We're not like the average.
Hey, look, but congratulations. That sounds like a championship feat. Very cool.
It is. But yeah, just focusing on being present where you are and knowing that you'll never have balance and it's okay to work early, work late, take a day off and go to the park with the kids or whatever.
Awesome. Hey, look, thanks for coming on, delivering this amazing feedback and message to the listeners. I'm really excited to hear about the stuff you guys are doing. Look forward to seeing, you know, what's coming down. I mean, you guys are doing a lot of awesome stuff and we'll have to follow back up. So
yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, many thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this episode, give us a follow and click the bell to stay up to date on future episodes or click the link to watch another previous episode. Also, don't forget to like, share, and please leave us a comment. We'd love to hear your feedback.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,